Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal
Utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruise Wiggins, and today we listen to the poor widow give her entire surplus to the church, and we wonder why others who are so wealthy don't give their all. We're in the Gospel of Luke today. Our practice is in chapter 21 with verses 3 and 4. Jesus said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." Today we wrote a song about the poor widow who gave her all to know the Lord. Maybe you'll identify with her desire to give all we have to the Lord, foregoing the world and its desires of the flesh, but truly giving as she did from her livelihood. Do you give until it hurts? Or do you make love to your wealth over the salvation God has given you? Listen to her way of living the Lord over anything. Can you do the same? Be a giver. Amen. Widow poor gives her all. In a small town where sorrow resides, there lived a poor widow, her heart opened wide, with a spirit so humble she had so little to give, but she poured out her love so others may live. Oh, the poor widow, her kindness so pure, she gave her whole livelihood, her love to endure. She gave her while the rich boast their wealth, from their surplus they share. She gave everything she had with a heart so rare. In the temple where riches were displayed, the wealthy paraded their egos portrayed. But a shadow emerged, a woman so meek, with a coin in her hand, a treasure she would seek. Oh, the poor widow, her kindness so pure, she gave her whole livelihood, her love endure. While the rich boast their wealth, from their surplus they share. She gave everything she had with a heart so rare. She approached the offering, her steps filled with grace, unnoticed by many, but God saw her embrace. For it's not the amount, nor the pompous display, but the love in our hearts that truly lights the way. As the widow's coin fell, it echoed through time, a symbol of sacrifice, a gift so sublime. For she gave from her need, not from her excess or pride, her selflessness shining like a star in the night. Oh, the poor widow, her kindness so pure, she gave her whole livelihood, her love endure. While the rich boast their wealth, from their surplus they share, she gave everything she had with a heart so rare. Let this tale be a lesson to all who possess, that true giving comes from not from what we obsess, but from the depths of our soul where love truly resides, just like the poor widow who touched the hearts far and wide. Amen. Join me today as we pray our daily prayer, Lord's Prayer, as the Savior's command informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruise Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Luke 21. We're in verses 3 and 4 today for our practice. Two stanza poem, Quad Lines. It's title, Widow Poor Gave More. Truly said Jesus, notice, widow poor gave more. Offerings made are hopeless, wealth surplus can't ignore. Her poverty she gave, offered as a whole, livelihood hers didn't abrade, giving all to know. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. I am Thomas Shocruz Wiggins. It's November 27th, 2023. Recording 24 hours later at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time up with the beautiful Coonies. Not Coonies. The Cunies. As I was told yesterday that I had made a mistake in pronouncing their name. Still in Covington, Georgia this morning, heading off to the Monastery of the Holy Spirit a little later. Looking forward to sharing some a beautiful silent time in the Lord. It gives us an opportunity to just reflect on our lives and try and improve where the Lord is asking us to improve, or just listen to what the Lord's giving us in signs. That might be scripture, that might be divine, but it comes each and every time. Amen. We close today at 7:11, saying, oh, thank heavens for 7:11 in universal utterings each day. As my good friend John once said, when we give him blessings each morning, and we say, God bless you and Marie as you carry out your week this week, and we continue our walk in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We close today saying, I love you so much, Tony Cruz Wiggins, such a beautiful wife and a soul in Christ. And as we close in the name of Jesus and her brother's honor, Johnny, we love you. And we say his name three times. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Peace be with you all.